My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
I also thought last night in some ways was kind of a referendum on fandom and how we all act during games, me, you included, everybody, all of us, in the sense that Tua was playing bad football and he was just getting destroyed by every Dolphins fan, by every NFL analyst, and everyone's crushing him. It's not personal, right? You're just talking about how a guy's playing. But then immediately that was forgotten. He was a human being laying on the field with yet another concussion, very obviously, after a three-pick performance with a pick six. And all of a sudden you go, who cares about that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who cares that he didn't play very well? His career is in jeopardy, potentially. He, for those of you that didn't see, ran forward on a fourth down. I think probably, Danny, because the game had gone so badly, for him individually and for the team, kind of felt like on that fourth down he didn't have a choice but to go move the chains, desperation mode, change the narrative a little
bit. Trying to make a play right there. I get it.
Stays in the middle of the field and doesn't slide. He does the fall forward thing that we've been talking about a lot with Jaden Daniels and others. Lamar Jackson does it. And I didn't even think he took a massive hit.
No.
Damar Hamlin, by the way, who once died on the field, was the guy on the tackle for the Buffalo Bills. He didn't do anything wrong. It wasn't dirty. But it was a very awkward hit on Tua, whose head got bent to the side, whose neck kind of gets, you know, he goes into draft mode. The neck's as long as it can be as he's getting jammed back toward his body.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately in that fencing posture that we've seen from him before is on the field, and it was just a petrifying scene. One of those things where on your timeline, everyone's just saying, oh, no.
Yep.
The reaction in the bar is silence. And on the field, it's the old Joe Theismann just got brought to the ground and everyone's waving to the sideline to say, this ain't good.
We know this isn't your normal run-of-the-mill hit. And as you said, it looked not innocuous, but it looked closer to that than one of those, okay, you can see this is a devastating blow that was delivered. This is two freight trains hit each other head-on. You know, a helmet spins around or something crazy. It looked awkward. But not to the point where you go, oh my God, this is devastating. But then, of course, the subsequent reaction. And it's not lost to me that it was Hamlin. I don't really have a bigger picture thing to say than that. But the same guy that a little, you know, not that long ago, as you said, was dead on the field and had to be brought back to life by first responding paramedics, was the guy that, quote unquote, delivered the hit. All he did was step up to try to make the tackle, try to make the stop there on a fourth down. And Tua goes down. This is now three pretty serious concussions, it seems like, within not that long of a time for the Dolphins quarterback.
So this was the play last night on Amazon Prime, Thursday Night Football, as Tua leaves with concussion.
Pressure. Tua steps up. He's going to run for the first down and takes a shot at the six-yard line.
Kaylee Hartung, the reporter soon thereafter on the sideline, had this on Prime.
once more to Kaylee.
Guys, the Dolphins tell us Tua Tagovailoa will not return to this game. He has been ruled out with a concussion. They were able to determine that just 6 minutes after he left the field and went into the locker room.
A little irony there. He got hit by DeMar Hamlin, who, you know, that history.
So that was Al Michaels last night on the call. A lot of different ways we can go with this. My reaction, though, really to the reaction has been, I don't know how to say it other than I am uncomfortable with the number of people that are telling Tua Tagovailoa what to do. The amount of people that have come out and said he has to retire, you should retire, do what's best for your family, many of whom I'm sure in the football analyst business as former players or former executives or whatever, probably have met him, but a lot of them don't know him at all. But it really doesn't matter. I've been borderline uncomfortable, Danny, with how many people are so comfortable saying that. Now, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, I can tell you personally myself, as a father with three kids, I believe he has two, I'd have to think long and hard about it. But to me, that was a weird immediate reaction, and I understand how we get there. I don't think it's nefarious, but I guess I'm team Mike McDaniel, who talked about it today and basically said it's not in his best interest. And McDaniel made a great point. He's like, if I come out and say I think he should retire and Tua hears that he doesn't want to retire, well, that's terrible. If I come out and say, no, I want him to play football and he wants to retire, well, that's terrible. He said there's really no upside to me giving that opinion or anybody else giving any opinion. It doesn't help him at all right now. And I tend to agree with that a little bit.
It's an interesting perspective, because I don't think me saying, so let me just, I'll introduce my thought. If you're asking me, Danny, what's your advice? No one is. But if you're asking me, I'd go, you should retire, dude. I feel comfortable saying that just because of what I've seen of his career. But that doesn't mean that I get to make the choice for him. I'm not lecturing him.
Yeah, totally.
Does that make sense?
Exactly. And I'm not saying people shouldn't be giving opinions, right? We're all in the business of doing so. And so if someone said, hey, Grant, what would you do if you were Tua? And maybe that's what everybody's doing. But it feels more, at least online, I would say, more of like a, what are you doing, dude? You have a family. And I don't know, that to me just crosses a strange line where you have no idea what it's like. Number one, what the conversations are like with his family, with his parents, with his wife, what they all want. But also just in general, you know, his whole being is tied into this identity in football. I can relate to this having basically broadcasted since I was 10 years old. If this thing's ever ripped away from me, I'm going to have some long sessions on somebody's couch at some point, right? I mean, so much of your DNA and what you think you provide is tied into like what you've been and how you're seen. It's just really easy for people as they dip into the bag of chips again to go, dude, you got to retire, man. I don't want to see you in the fencing position again.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
And I think that's different than just saying no one should have an opinion, if that makes sense.
No, I know, and I try to offer the distinction there. So, obviously, it's up to him. My recommendation is to retire immediately, walk away. I had the same one for Alex Smith after his injury. My own personal viewing, it was hard for me to stomach it. I'm sitting there cringing every time he drops back. And I think that will be my experience watching the Dolphins if he's quarterbacking for them again. But The only reason I don't go to the same place you do, and I understand your point very well, I think it's a good one, is I don't think it's coming from a malicious place. Like, I think it's coming from a place of, dude, this is legit and scary and horrifying, and we're all hoping that you can see that, that you understand that this is, oh, he got his bell rung, which is what used to be, you know, ESPN's jacked up. Like, we're doing highlights of these big hits where guys are leaving the field now and they can't walk straight. And we used to think that was charming. Now we know the difference. The people who are saying, like, dude, you should walk away from this game, aren't doing it because they're not lecturing him. It's a, oh my God, this is really bad kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I don't have the same animus for it, I guess.
I think there's something to that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I also think it's silly to assume that he doesn't know more about his situation than anybody else.
Totally.
Like, I think you said somewhere in there, I hope he knows that. Well, I would be willing to bet that he does. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
You don't think that he's being counseled by people on, you know, what the ramifications were for the hit and the recovery and what happens if he has another one? I'd be willing to bet that he has a better feel for his situation than Larry in Landover or Grant in Lorton. But, you know, I guess it's possible that they're pulling the wool over him and he doesn't really know. This is Mike McDaniel after the game last night at the podium, I believe.
I think it would be so wrong of me to even sniff that subject. And it's more in line of actually caring about the human being. And, you know, that's something that entirely, you're talking about his career, right? His career is his, you know, and that's something that I think I just really, really, really wish. I totally understand it. And it's not misplaced. I totally get how that's where people want to go to. I just wish that people would for a second hear what I'm saying, that bringing up his future is not in the best interest of him.
I should point out that was McDaniel today.
It's today, yeah.
With the media, not last night. Antonio Pierce, who's a coach of another team in the NFL, was asked about this, which is interesting.
Yeah, it was odd.
And he gave an answer. This was one of the ones where I thought, again, this is very powerful. This is a strong statement, and I'm not saying he's wrong for making it, but it's just strange to me that another team's coach is giving Tua advice on what he should do.
I'll be honest. I'll just tell him to retire. It's not worth it. It's not worth to play the game. I haven't witnessed anything like I've seen that's happened to him three times. Scary. You can see right away the players' faces on the field. You can see the sense of urgency from everybody to get Tua help. I just think at some point, you know, he's going to live longer and he's going to play football. Take care of your family.
I don't think he said anything wrong. And I think as a former player, he's got a perspective that's certainly better on this maybe than anything I could provide. But you don't see that very much.
No, that's unusual. And I'm sure he was asked about it. I didn't see the entirety of their press conference. Obviously, I heard that audio.
I doubt it. He came out and said,
hi, everybody. Before we start, I have a statement.
Before we talk about the game, I'd like to tell the Miami Dolphin quarterback that he needs to step away.
But it shows you, you know, again, I don't think it's misplaced. And I think that's the only thing I'm trying to offer here. Whether I feel like it's 100% appropriate that another coach is talking about another team's quarterback, in general, I wouldn't say that's the right thing. This is, I guess the whole point of this discussion to me is that this is different than your regular Monday morning breakdown of the games yesterday. This is one of those hug your kids kind of moments where, like, this is scary. Like, this is downright life. This is life stuff, you know, kind of beyond dropping back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.